From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here's the news first headlines. ASEAN unveils 2020 ASEAN identity logo to encourage youth involvement. Germany supports ASEAN identity building. China intends to strengthen communication with WHO over new coronavirus, official says. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, unveiled their 2020 ASEAN Identity logo on Tuesday. Since September 2019, the ASEAN Secretariat, with the support of the ASEAN-German Cooperation, GIZ, held the 2020 Year of ASEAN Identity logo design competition for ASEAN youths to stimulate young people's creativity in interpreting ASEAN identity. The logo design competition received 1,378 entries for the region's population. The Deputy Secretary General for ASEAN Socio-Cultural Community, Kung Puak, in his welcome remarks at the launch of the 2020 ASEAN Identity logo at the ASEAN Secretariat, Jakarta on Tuesday, said the designation of 2020 as the Year of ASEAN Identity aims to create greater public awareness among ASEAN citizens, especially the youth on ASEAN.
The designation of 2020 as the Year of ASEAN Identities aims to create greater public awareness among our ASEAN citizens, especially the youth on ASEAN and its activities and developments. Designating 2020 as the Year of ASEAN Identities is also timely, as ASEAN seeks to generate more discussions among the public on identity building and awareness raising on ASEAN.
The Deputy Secretary General for ASEAN Socio-Cultural Community, Kung Puak, added ASEAN held the logo competition to spread awareness of their work to young people, particularly those with less educational opportunities, about the benefits of the organization. Of 1,378 entries, the organizing committee has chosen three winners of the 2020 ASEAN Year of ASEAN Identity. The first winner is Jumari Manguyat from the Philippines. The second winner is Sum Tet Nain from Myanmar, and the third winner is Muhammad Firdaus from Malaysia. Germany supports ASEAN identity building. Germany is very proud to be part of the ASEAN 2020 Year of ASEAN Identity. It was started by Ambassador of the Federal Republic of Germany to Indonesia, Timor Leste and ASEAN, Peter Schoff, in the launch of the 2020 ASEAN Identity logo at the ASEAN Secretariat Building, Jakarta on Thursday. He added that the ASEAN is trying to find its way to find its identity, and it had to face many challenges to work through it.
And ASEAN, just as the European Union, is trying to find its place and its way to work through this with many challenges. And of course, these situations are always very good, because normally they tend to bring people together. But it is also important that then everybody who acts together is doing this on the basis of a set of common values and a common vision.
Ambassador Peter Scharf, representing German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ, a German organization which supports ASEAN LEGO design competition for youths, added, Germany is committed to helping ASEAN in various important areas for the organization and its citizens, and he looks forward to an excellent and friendly relationship in the coming years and beyond. The competition, launched in September 2019 by the ASEAN Secretariat with the support of the German Agency for International Cooperation, attracted 1,378 submissions from the youths across the ASEAN member states. China intends to strengthen communication with officials from the World Health Organization WHO and affected countries during an outbreak of a deadly new form of coronavirus in the country, and Beijing will invite leading medical officials to Wuhan, the outbreak's epicenter, to study the virus, National Health Commission Deputy Head Li Bin said on Wednesday. Li Bin added the government officials will ensure that health authorities in the city of Wuhan give daily information to the public about the spread of the virus and measures to prevent further contamination. During the press conference, Li confirmed that the number of confirmed cases of a new form of coronavirus in China has reached 440. 9 people have died as a result of the virus. Cases of pneumonia caused by the coronavirus have been reported in Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the United States. China's health authorities have confirmed that the virus can be passed from one person to another. The U.S. National Institutes of Health has started working on the development of a vaccine that could cure the new coronavirus strain. Government of Iran confirmed that Iran does not want to war after the assassination of Iran's high-ranking military officer, Major General Qasem Soleimani, in Baghdad, Iraq, by the United States of America several days ago. Iran and Ambassador to Indonesia Muhammad Kaikal Azad, after meeting with Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Mahfud Amdi in Jakarta on Tuesday, said, in facing this condition, Iran held Tehran Dialogue Forum. The forum invites all regional countries to hold cooperation to maintain security and peace. Ambassador Muhammad Kaikal Azad also said that all countries in the world want to know the last situation related to development in Middle East region. This news comes to you over the voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia participates in the 40th anniversary of the leading tourism exhibition worldwide of Viria International de Turismo, or Fitur Madrid 2020, in effort to attract Spanish tourists, which is held in Madrid for 5 days, starting from January 22 to 26. Assistant Deputy of Marketing Development 2 of Regional 4 for Europe, Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, Agustini Rahayu, to Antara London, sat on Thursday, that during the 5 days of the exhibition, Indonesia promotes 5 destinations, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur in Central Java, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi. She also said that during the exhibition, the ministry facilitates business meeting with the tourism industrial entrepreneurs. Agustini Rahayu hopes that there is an increase worth 10% from transaction to become 237 billion rupees comparing last year. Agriculture Minister Sahrul Yassin Limpo met with Italian Agriculture Minister Teresa Bellanova to strengthen cooperation between Indonesia and Italy in agricultural field. This was stated by Minister Sahrul Yassin Limpo in a bilateral meeting through official press release in Jakarta on Thursday. In the meeting, both ministries discussed a number of bilateral issues, especially related to the increase of trade and investment values in agricultural sector of the two countries. Minister Limpo explained that superiority of Indonesian agricultural commodities are palm oil, rubber, tropical fruits, tea, and spices. Minister Limpo also emphasized that the Indonesian agricultural sector has applied good agricultural practices and it is processed in sustainability. Meanwhile, Minister Teresa Bellanova realized that palm oil plantation has a role to open job field and to eliminate poverty in Indonesia. Indonesia's Investment Coordinating Board Chairman Bahlil Lahadalia extended an invite to the Jumeirah Group Hotel chain based in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, to invest in three tourist destinations in Indonesia. The three destinations are Raja Ampat in West Papua, Wakatobi in Southeast Sulawesi, and Labuan Bajo, Komodo Island in East Nusa Tenggara. Jumeirah is in a hurry to expand its hotel network to various countries, the Hadalia remarked after receiving Chief Brand and Communications Officer of Jumeirah Group, Florence Dubois, at Pavilion Indonesia in Davos, Switzerland on Thursday. In a recent statement in Jakarta on Thursday, Bahlil Lahadalia brought attention to his presence at the Indonesian Pavilion in a series of activities at the World Economic Forum 2020 held in Davos, Switzerland. In conversation with Dubois, Lahadalia echoed the government's readiness to oversee Jumeirah's greater investment in Indonesia. Well, listener, that's the news. Here is today's commentary on coronavirus worries the world. I'm Dalat Pane. A mysterious virus outbreak suddenly shocked the world. Coronavirus, as it was called, made the World Health Organization hold an emergency session to discuss the case. From China reported 17 new cases. Chinese officials claim that the coronavirus has caused SARS-like symptoms and caused the sufferer to be in a critical condition. Anxiety arises because of its relationship with the severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, which killed nearly 650 people throughout mainland China and Hong Kong in 2002 to 2003. In China itself, corona was declared to attack people aged between 30 to 79 years and reportedly has infected 62 people, 8 of whom are in critical condition. The French news agency AFP even reported that the virus had infected at least 218 people. China's officials said that the virus could spread quickly to three neighboring countries of China. The development of this mysterious coronavirus led WHO to hold an emergency meeting on Wednesday. It is likely that WHO will determine whether the coronavirus is a virus that can cause a crisis and endanger the community, so it must become a national and even international concern. The virus, with its technical name 2019 novel coronavirus or 2019 nCoV, was confirmed by the Chinese government by stating that the first case was found on January 20, 2020 in South Guangdong province. If the WHO at its meeting in its headquarters in Geneva stated that the coronavirus caused a world health emergency situation, then it could be ascertained that it was the cause of a very dangerous pandemic. As with the Ebola virus, which once worried the world, there must be a very serious effort to deal with corona. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today in history. I will begin with January 22, 1905. The Bloody Sunday in Russia. Bloody Sunday is an incident that occurred on January 22, 1905 in St. Petersburg, Russia. At that time, there was a shooting at a demonstration, which initially proceeded peacefully to deliver a petition to Tsar Nicholas II. The shooting was carried out by the Special Army of the state. Bloody Sunday had serious consequences for the Tsar regime and resulted the loss of popular support for the country. What occurred on that Sunday was considered as one of the important events that finally led to the Russian Revolution in 1917. Turning to January 22, 1993, the birthday of Rio Haryanto. Rio Haryanto, born on January 22, 1993, is an Indonesian racing driver who currently competes in Blancpain GT World Challenge Asia for T2 Motorsports. He raced for Manor in Formula 1 for the first 12 races of the 2016 Formula 1 season. As of 2019, he is the first and only Indonesian driver to compete in Formula 1. He is also the first Muslim driver to compete in Formula 1. He is the first racer from Indonesia who is in the GP2 series level. In 2011, Rio participated in the GP3 series with the Marussia Manor Racing Team and in the AutoGP series with the Triad Arnox Motorsport Team. He started his career in karting racing in 2002 with the Cadet Class National Karting Champion. On February 19, 2016, Manor Racing, as the Formula One racing team, officially announced Rio Haryanto to be the rider for the 2016 season accompanying Pascal Wolffrein. However, on August 10, 2016, Manor confirmed that they were demoting Haryanto to reserve driver due to the lack of sponsorship. I conclude with January 22, 2006, Evo Morales is appointed president of Bolivia, becoming the first president from native Indians. Juan Evo Morales, Aima, was the president of Bolivia and became the first indigenous person for the post of head of state since the Spanish occupation more than 470 years ago. Morales was a socialist and a native of Indians and was appointed president on January 22, 2006. He was the leader of the Movement for Socialism political party involved in the gas war along with many other groups. In the 2002 presidential election, Morales came in second place, a disappointing surprise for traditional Bolivian parties. This immediately made the native activists foremost throughout the American continent. Morales was finally elected president in 2005 elections after several crises caused by problems with the gas industry. Later, following the disputed 2019 general election and the ensuing unrest, Morales agreed to military calls for his resignation, after which he was granted political asylum, firstly in Mexico, then in Argentina. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Ku katakan malam yang
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled Labuan Bajo prepared for G20 and ASEAN Summit. President Joko Widodo visited Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara between 19 and 21 of January 2020. The Indonesian government had included Labuan Bajo as one of the 5 super priority destinations. On the first day of his working visit on Monday, President Joko Widodo held a limited cabinet meeting with Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Wisnu Tama, Public Works and People Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono, Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar, State-Owned Enterprise Minister Erick Thohir, National Disaster Mitigation Agency Head Lieutenant General Doni Monardo, National Search and Rescue Agency Head Vice Admiral Bagus Puruhito, East Nusa Tenggara Governor Victor Laiskodata, and West Manggarai Region Agustino Dula. After the meeting, the President conveyed his intention to prepare Labuan Bajo for G20 Summit in 2023. Another international event to be held in Labuan Bajo will be the ASEAN Summit. The President said, the biggest obstacle in preparing Labuan Bajo as an international event host is infrastructure, landscape, waste, and raw water deficiency. Therefore, the preparation must begin this year. About raw water, President Joko Widodo asked Minister Basuki to increase raw water capacity to around 100 milliliters per second. On waste, he wanted the Public Works and People Housing Ministry to prepare integrated waste management infrastructure both for land and sea waste. For land waste, President wants the ministry to build an incinerator and landfill. While for sea waste, he wants ships to be responsible for the cleaning. These activities are expected to begin in February 2020. President affirmed that the most important part is people's education about waste management. He hoped there will be no garbage in Labuan Bajo. The head of state has also instructed Forestry and Environment Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar to make green areas by planting seeds. The target is to produce 5 million to 7 million trees every year. In infrastructure, President Joko Widodo pushed for the development of Komodo Airport and the tourism area. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said he will expand the runway at Komodo Airport. With the expansion, the runway can be used for big aircrafts such as Airbus 300. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Terima kasih.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, East Nusa Tenggara is not only known for Labuan Bajo, the beauty of which is well known in the world, Rangkul Cave, which is lesser known but also beautiful, is located at Rangkul Village, Boleng District, East West Manggarai Regency, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. The view at Rangkul Cave features an amazing panorama. For most tourists, Rangkul Cave is unfamiliar, but the cave is a popular topic on Instagram with many people. The journey should take around 40 minutes and then visitors can continue by walking down the beach. All efforts will be repaid when witnessing the beautiful panorama in the cave. The stunning scenery of the cave makes this site very popular with tourists. A long trip, tourist eyes will be spoiled by vast stretches of clear sea. Before arriving at the cave, visitors must walk down the beach for 5 minutes. In Rango Cave, tourists will find quite a big basin. Water in the basin is salt. The water comes from the sea and enters through a gap which connects the basin and the cave with the sea. In the basin, tourists can swim and play in the water while seeing beautiful stalactites that decorate the ceiling of Rangko Cave. The atmosphere of the cave is quiet and silent. It makes the basin like a private swimming pool. The best time to visit Rangko Cave is at 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. local time. At this time, tourists can see the sunlight illuminating the dark cave so that its blue water is beautifully radiant. If you want to see release your stress and see how beautiful nature in East Nusa Tenggara is, please visit Rangko Cave in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thanks for listening.
Untuk sudah.
All right, listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce new Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Waktu or Time. Today's lesson is also about waktu or time. Listen to this conversation between Kevin and Pak Imran. They are talking in the car on the way to a hotel.
Sekarang pukul berapa, Pak?
Pukul 3 sore, Mas.
Oh, terima kasih.
Kalau di Darwin, waktunya lebih cepat atau lebih lambat?
Darwin lebih cepat 3 jam daripada Jakarta.
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to that topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Lebih cepat, which means faster. Lebih lambat, which means slower. Pukul berapa, which means what time is it? Sekarang pukul berapa, Pak? Which means what time is it, sir? Pukul 3 sore, which means 3 p.m. Kalau di Darwin, waktunya lebih cepat atau lebih lambat, which means how about the time in Darwin, faster or slower? Darwin lebih cepat 3 jam dari Jakarta, which means the time in Darwin, 3 hours faster than Jakarta. In the conversation, Kevin asked Pak Imran about time. He said, "Sekarang pukul berapa, Pak?" To respond or mention about time, you can use the word pukul followed by the time. Let's listen to an example. Kevin, "Besok kita pergi pukul berapa?" "Besok kita pergi pukul berapa?" In English, "At what time will we go tomorrow?" Pak Imran, pukul 8.15 or 8 lebih 15 menit. In English, at 15 minutes past 8, okay? In Indonesian language, to mention the time, we usually use the words lebih and kurang. The word lebih is used to show the time between 1 to 30 minutes. For example, pukul 8 lebih 10 menit. In English, 8 past 10. Pukul 10 lebih 20 menit. In English, 10 past 20. The word kurang is used when the time is more than 30 minutes. For example, pukul 8.55 or pukul 9 kurang 5 menit. In English, 5 to 9, pukul 8.50 or pukul 9 kurang 10 menit. In English, 10 to 9. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sekarang pukul berapa, Pak?
Pukul 3 sore, Mas.
Oh, terima kasih.
Kalau di Darwin, waktunya lebih cepat atau lebih lambat?
Darwin lebih cepat 3 jam daripada Jakarta.
course, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I present a song from Maumere, is Nusa Tenggara, entitled Gemu Famire. The song Gemu Famire is almost popular in Indonesia. This happy rhythmic is often played in many events. The rhythm of the song Gemu Famire also used to accompany movement of gymnastics called Senam Mau Merit. The song Gemu Famire was composed by Franz Cornelis Dian Bunda. According to the singer, who familiarly called Nyong Franco, the song was initially composed to welcome visitors who come to Mau Merit. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Gemu Famire by Nyong Franco. Enjoy the song. Roposai. Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.